Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Kelly Owyler is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without her. She's been joining us since 1998. She is the founder of Three of You. She's the author of Paradoxical Thinking, which is a book that I've been... My book is just about worn out all these years. I've used it so much and talked to you about it so much, folks. And we're glad to have her back. Kelly Owyler, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's good to be with you again this morning.
Good to have you back.
You're at, what, 17 years
this
now?
This is our 17th anniversary. Thank you. I appreciate it. And you've been a big part of that, and we appreciate all the support you've given us and continuing to come back. We've already had your 16th anniversary. We celebrated back in August. Kelly, one of the things I know that you do is you consult with business owners, helping them get their best foot, put their best foot forward in the marketplace, become a little more sophisticated as CEOs, but you were telling me that lately you've been talking to a lot of people that were bringing you some challenges that you were concerned about. What do you tell us about that?
Yes. Well, I've been talking to a number of business owners, small business owners who have no more than say 2 employees, and they were interested in working with me, but when we began having the conversation about why and you know, what can we do together, how can we partner to help you get whatever you need, it was very disturbing because these were businesses who had not thought through their growth. And what ended up happening is they were moving along in good stead. They survived their startup, but they didn't ask the question, what's the next step and how do I grow it? And do I even really want to grow it?
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't a lot.
So what was on their mind when they came to see you?
Well, what happened...
Because most people, that's what they wake up thinking about is where are we going to be in 5 years or whatever. They haven't figured out how to even get there. They know they want to be somewhere else, don't they?
They do. And what they don't expect is that takes the kind of planning that it does.
Right.
They don't know the right questions to ask themselves. They don't know the kind of research they really do. And you know, when you're and I think of it as conscientious growth.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing that, it's almost like being a startup again. When you make the decision to grow
mm-hmm.
intentionally, you are a startup again in a way because you have to do a lot of the similar things.
Right, because especially if you are not just growing organically, where you know this year, next year you're 5% more than last year, and it's incremental growth. If you've got some kind of a growth plan that involves maybe new products and or new investments or whatever, you're right. I mean, you got to go back to the startup fundamentals, don't you?
Yes, and the thing that I find is that often growth occurs almost by accident because something happens that gives them a big, wow, we got this mm-hmm. huge client, or we got an order for this that is really going to take us to a whole new level, but they don't have the support structure to actually
right.
be able to.
Especially, and this is what takes more companies down than anything else, including the ones like you're describing where they got lots of sales, and that's the capitalization of that growth.
Yes.
They're not really, and this is a big part of what you said a minute ago, Kelly, about the going back to the startup mentality. If you don't, if you grow, you have to fund, that growth has to be funded.
Yeah.
You got to have something in support of that growth, That's you know, part of the company before the growth pays off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it's like if you want to grow a plant in a garden, you got to water it and fertilize it. Those are things that have to be added to the seed, right?
Absolutely. And you sure better like your CPA, because if you are going to either take something on or you're thinking about taking something on that's much bigger than you've ever done, mm-hmm. or you do want to grow, you really have to understand what you need to do.
Well, I agree with you. Obviously, you do need to have a good relationship with a CPA, but I actually believe that you're better off. CPAs are not good at projections. God bless them, everyone. I love them dearly. They know that. But CPAs don't like to project, Kelly, and I'd rather they'd call on Kelly Ohlweiler. I'd rather they'd call on somebody that maybe at SCORE, or somebody that has, you know, has done that is comfortable with projections, because that's what they've got to have, isn't it? I mean, if they're going to grow, they've got to say, okay, if I'm going to grow 20% because of the businesses coming in, that's 20% increase in receivables and inventory. Where's that money going to come from?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And is October going to be better or worse than December? And how do you plot that out there? That's what you got to do, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And the other thing that I've noticed is some people want to be expanding their business, but they're not asking some of the right questions.
Mm-hmm. What would be some good questions to ask?
Well, and you're
talking about asking themselves, right?
yes, asking themselves. Definitely. Are they really sure about the economic of the consumer trends for their business?
Mm-hmm.
Just because things are going well for them right now doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to keep doing that way. And are you prepared if something happens? If you are going to think about relocating, I mean, there's a lot to think about right there. You usually think about whether a location will sustain growth, but, very few people realize that there are tax-free zones in a lot of cities, especially the big cities.
Mm-hmm.
And, is something like that going to help you? Does it matter where your business is? Are you customer walk-in dependent? Those things would matter. But if you're not, finding tax-free zones, could make a real help.
Right.
Yeah. It's just amazing to me what people don't think about. I mean, can they license their products?
Is my organization prepared to grow? Do I have the right? Do I have the people? Even if I have enough people, or do I have the right people to grow?
Yes, and if I do, am I willing to let go?
Because there you go. That's another big one. Let's talk about that a little bit more on the other side of the break, Kelly. Give us the website, please.
It's 3ofyou.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.